Module 11, Handling Harassment Complaints. An employee of the company has been harassed in the building. The victim wishes to report the incident. What happens next is very important and should be outlined in the workplace harassment policies. The processes for handling these events is as important as the information itself. The anti-harassment policies need to include specific processes and procedures for the handling of a complaint, from the moment the incident is first reported. The processes need to include all aspects of the data collection requirements and the information that is necessary for an investigation, if necessary. Creating a step-by-step process. Organizations must establish clear and detailed processes and procedures by which all harassment claims will be handled. These policies will be in writing and available to all employees in the organization. These processes need to be clear and easy to follow for all employees. Zero-tolerance processes for the handling of complaints need to include many different tasks to collect the necessary data for a thorough review and determination of action, if any. These are just a few of the steps that are required. When investigations will be conducted and the processes that are required. The responsibilities of the people involved in the case: victim, human resources department, witnesses, supervisor, etc. Information necessary. Documentation required, and data that will be collected. Determination timeframes and processes. Publishing a step-by-step process. It is not just important to design a comprehensive anti-harassment program. These processes and policies must also be communicated to all employees of the organization, from the top executive to the newest hire. Every employee must be educated and understand that the company has zero tolerance for harassment. These policies must be in writing and accessible to all employees. Written copies of the anti-harassment policies and procedures must be published in all the languages that are commonly used by the employees. It should also be in a syntax that is easily understood by all. This written program will be posted in the Human Resources Office, given to all new hires, and available on the company website. These processes need to be covered during the reporting process. Training employees. After the program has been designed, it needs to be implemented and all the employees educated on the policies and procedures that are in place. The education and training of the employees needs to be led by the top management and executives to reinforce the fact that this policy is all-encompassing. These training sessions need to be delivered at the time of hire and be repeated on a regular basis to ensure the vision of the company is well understood. These educational presentations are required and documentation of completion should be included in the personal files. Training sessions need to describe the prohibited actions of harassment and any behaviors that may escalate to harassment in the workplace. Explain the laws and regulations, including the anti-retaliation laws. Detail the complaint processes and procedures that should be followed in case of any incident. Clearly explain all consequences for any violations of the policies and procedures for all employees, no exceptions. Retaliating. The EEOC defines retaliation as any adverse action that is taken in result of a complaint being filed against another employee. In layman's terms, no revenge for a complaint being filed. There are strict and enforced federal regulations against any type of retaliation. Employees should feel free to report any type of violations of the zero tolerance policy. These regulations also cover any witnesses to the incident. Some of the actions that are considered retaliatory are threats or reassignment of duties, removing of responsibilities, making false statements to coworkers, superiors, media, or government agency, added scrutiny to attendance, work performance, or activities, requiring re-verification or recertification in specialty areas. Case study. Hope and David are on the workplace harassment team. They have decided to design a step-by-step handbook for how to handle the incoming harassment complaints. They include all the steps from the information that is collected, how it is collected, and the investigation that may or not be necessary. They also had processes to monitor these steps for effectiveness and to publish the steps for the company's use. David included that the steps need to be translated to Spanish also. Hope assigned David the task of planning the training and educational sessions that the employees will be required to attend, while she began researching the necessary retaliation education. Each one of them completed their tasks and submitted them for approval. Within the week, the program was up and running. The hotline was operational, and the employees were receiving their training.